Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
If I remember correctly, Ray, you were one of the first players, if not the first player, to go from a double-digit number, which I think your original number was like 86 or something like that, and wore six.
You know, I think our class, my freshman year, was the first year that Penn State introduced the single-digit number.
Yeah.
So okay. We were all excited. And I don't think we had much of a choice because, of course, the upperclassmen had the first say. Right. So I think it was a default thing more so than it was a chosen direction.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder who was setting the rules back then. I'm trying to think now.
You know, I'm trying to remember that guy's name. It doesn't come to mind right now, but maybe it'll come back at some point during the conversation.
Like during practice, like would his voice get a little higher? Yeah, okay.
You know, it all depends on the level of intensity at the time, but there is a tendency for him to get a little bit excited about a few things.
Yeah,
and I probably gave him a few too many things to get excited about over my career. So.
I don't know. Not you. You were pretty darn good. All I know, I felt you were as precise gets. I mean, at least that was my opinion watching you play.
Well, thanks. It's nice to know that I could hide all those deficiencies, so it makes me feel much better.
Oh. I do that every Saturday with Jack Ham. What are you talking about? All right, so.
Hey, you're safe to say that now.
Yeah, that's right. I want to quickly talk about your current role, and then I want to ask you a couple of quick questions about your great years here. You're doing a lot right now with Comcast Xfinity. And you're doing a lot with your network expansion right now, especially with the 10G network. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I mean, we're excited. One, you think about just the being able to help close the digital divide is an incredible opportunity and something that we're tremendously focused on. But when you think about our 10G network, really, in our expansion into a lot of areas and a lot of areas that your listeners are being serviced in on a daily basis. And there's really three ways that's happening. One, you know, we're expanding our network in the areas that we may have missed or new developments through our simple extensions of our network. And this could be a network that's been newly developed and newly started, new construction homes, and we have to go back and fill in the blank. And we've got a lot of those in State College and Liberty Township. The second area is really how do we expand on projects on a much greater scale in places like Gregg Township, and we have a lot of work going on there. We're looking to have some of that completed here this year. So there's a tremendous amount of focus on our team and making sure that we provide our great services in those areas. And lastly, which is an area that we're also very excited about, is that we successfully bid for over $4.5 million in state funding to help us expand in a number of places, including residential homes and businesses in places like Liberty, Curtin, and Rush Township. So really bringing that 10G experience to all of these places that help us really provide service in those unserved and underserved areas that we've grown accustomed to. And that's really exciting in terms of what we've been able to do.
And that's something that's talked about all the time. They talk about all the time about making sure that the ability to get Wi-Fi, the ability to get Ethernet connections into rural areas is so makes such a big difference for youth, Ray.
Absolutely. It's our youth. It's for educational purposes. It's for our veterans. It may, you know, you think about the opportunity that we can come in and provide that Wi-Fi experience. So situations where you had to get in your vehicle, find transportation to get medical advice and knowledge, you're able to bring that into the home. So it's exciting to be able to do that. But you're hit the nail on the head in terms of the educational experiences that provide. Just think about this world we live in today and trying to conduct business or research or find information without the internet. And we've got our kids and children in some of these rural areas that are driving miles to find that closest McDonald's or some place that they can connect just to do tasks that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis. So very excited about that. And another way that we're really trying to close that divide is what we call some of our lift zones. And that's where we go into communities and provide Wi-Fi service. And we've done that in three areas in your area, in Bellefonte Youth Center, in our Borough Street Youth Center in State College, and our Stormbreak Girls Group Home in State College. So those are areas where we're going on. We're providing these safe spaces for people to connect to Wi-Fi service so they can just do the things that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis.
I mean, this is digital equity is what it is. I mean, that's what you're doing.
Absolutely, 100%.
You come out of Aiken, South Carolina. What was it that made you say, you know what, Penn State's my place?
You know, I think it was a couple of things. You know, I had a couple of visits, and it came down to a few schools. But I think the difference for me was you had to choose that place that you just felt most comfortable. And when I stepped on campus, it wasn't flashy. I wasn't set up in a five-star hotel. I was in the dorm with the likes of, you know, paired me up with DJ Dozier and Tim Johnson and just great guys. It was just that you feel comfortable. You feel like these are the type of individuals that on a day-to-day basis, regardless if it's football or it's school or in the neighborhood, these are the types of individuals that you wanted to be associated with. And it goes without saying, a great university, great opportunity to get a top-notch education and play for one of the premier programs in the country.
And you were able to play in two national championship games during that, the tough one in the Orange Bowl, obviously, after an 11-0, but then winning the whole thing in 86 and beating Miami. There were a lot of big games during that season. You had a big game against Alabama. You had a big game, I recall, against Notre Dame. But you got to the championship game, and the world told you you couldn't win. What was it that allowed you to win?
I think, one, you look at the character of the team that we had that year. You had just some outstanding leaders, Shane Conlin on defense, DJ Dozier, John Schaefer. So I think it started with just a tremendous group of leaders that we had that gave us the belief that anything is possible, and a coaching staff that, you know, you give them 3 to 4 weeks to prepare. They were going to put together a game plan that second to none. I think we had a great coaching staff. And then the ability, I mean, the thing we lose sight of is just the talent that we also had on that team and being able to bring together. We had a group of guys that really believed in each other, that was willing to trust the system, the process, the game plan that we put together. And boy, I mean, it's one of those things that on that particular day, you know, everything just came together.
It sure did on that particular day. It's one of the truly proud moments in the history of the program. If I recall correctly, the day before the game, you were scheduled to have a practice on New Year's Day, and Joe said, "You guys are ready," and called it off. I believe that's the story. And should that be the story, what kind of confidence did that instill in you when he did that?
You know, again, we had such, you know, belief in our coaching staff. And the thing about it is that they truly understood the team and when to push us, when to pull back. And having that trust in them, you just, you know, gave you a tremendous amount of belief that every Saturday when you lace them up, you're going to put yourself in a position to win. And I tell people today, you know, we may not have won all the games, but I never went into a game with the feeling that I wasn't prepared, that we saw something that was different, that we hadn't practiced for, or just caught us off guard. Now, that didn't mean we won every game, but I can tell you there's the preparation that went into getting us ready to lace them up on a Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. You knew that you're going to be put in a position to be successful. And I think just even going through the preparation for the Fiesta Bowl, I think everyone felt the same way.
Ray, what did that experience of Penn State football and how the program was won, what are some elements that you carry today from that experience that allows you to do the job you're doing for Xfinity and Comcast?
You know, I think there's a couple of things. I tell folks today, I think sports is just one of those unbelievable things that give you an opportunity when it comes to leadership skills, when it comes to overcoming adversity, when you get knocked down, how quickly can you get up? But one of the things that I think you learn that probably goes overlooked is how to take feedback in the business world. Because you can imagine, you talked about the level of intensity that our coaching staff has. When you come to that sideline, oh, by the way, you may get some feedback, whether good or bad. You may be putting yourself in a position of feeling that. How you're able to take that and respond on the moment, be able to pivot and change direction when the things in your business climate goes a different way than you anticipated, just to be able to anticipate those things. And when you see them, not thinking, not looking backwards, but starting to look forward. I often use the example, when you go to the line of scrimmage and John Schaefer gets there and he looks at the defense and he calls an audible. You know, he's seeing something that maybe from your vantage point you don't see, but how can he put us in the best position on offense to be successful? And I think going into the business climate, you know, you see those opportunities every day. Instead of wasting time thinking about what happened yesterday, how do we look forward to the next play, the next opportunity for us to be the most successful that we can be?
I had a great breakfast with John before the Rutgers game in November. Final question for you. What you're involved in is really a team, and you ran through everything that's going on with the critical areas of focus for Central and Eastern Pennsylvania with Xfinity 10G and so forth. What is it like for you to have that kind of team around you, considering you've always had been a part of something that is a team?
Yeah, it's a tremendous feeling. I tell you, we've got some incredible people that work here in the Keystone region. Now, the things I like about it is, one, you still have that entrepreneurial spirit. But every day you get up and we go to work every day with a sense that we can make a difference. And then have the opportunity to be a part of an incredible company, that you have an opportunity to deliver tremendous products and services that are high quality. But more importantly, we started the conversation. You're helping to solve the digital divide. And that means so much for so many people in our communities that we serve. And then be able to participate and give back. You know, that's one of the things that I loved about my time at Penn State was always talking about, hey, how do we give back and appreciate the moment and appreciate the fact that, you know, 80,000, 100,000 people show up to see you. You've got to be able to put your best foot forward on a daily basis, make sure that you're doing everything to be prepared and doing everything to represent the company well. And the things that we take pride of is making sure that we represent Comcast Xfinity well in terms of being able to participate and get engaged in the communities that we service as well.
Ray, you're one of the many that make the place proud, and we appreciate the time you gave us today. It was great catching up with you.
Thank you. Thank you and your listeners. I greatly appreciate it, and I'll see you in Happy Valley on Saturday afternoon.
Looking forward to it, Ray. Thanks so much. He's one of the greats.
Take care.